Hi there, it's Chris. How's everyone doing? I hope you and your words are well, and I do say that to every single one of you, no matter whether you consider yourself a writer, quote unquote, or not. We all connect with each other with words every single day. They matter. But this year has been, well, I don't know the words to finish that sentence, and that says something considering the focus of this podcast and what I do with every single day of my life. So much has had our attention this year that we didn't see coming. But you know what? Our words are in the spotlight too. They always have been, but wow. I know. It's hard to record a podcast about language and communications when I'm a bit speechless. But here we go. Sometimes things are harder than figuring out the difference between your dog's snoot and his snout, between the instants that shape our lives, and an instance of transformative understanding. That's instance with a TS versus instance with a CE, but that's another conversation. We dropped off in the middle of season 3. Life happened as it does. Yes, I had a new book come out. Yes, I passed the 400th writing tip on my blog, on my website. Yes, the coronavirus has shifted everyone's plans. Our worlds, big and small, have changed in so many ways. I think pivot might just be the word of the year. 2020 so far has forced me to think about my work, my goals, and my work-life balance, among so many things. We've all had these moments, haven't we? But without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce you to the new iteration of the Words You Should Know podcast. Yes, we're picking up right where we left off. We'll talk English language trivia, and I'll challenge your understanding of the words that you use every day. But we're also going to talk about language in the news, how it affects us, how people respond to its evolution, and where questions of usage come into play in real people's lives. We're cutting the idea of seasons of this podcast, and I'll just be coming to you the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. There will be a few exceptions to that plan, but I'll keep you in the loop. You know I love connecting with you. And if you're missing the conversation about words and language in our off weeks, my usual writing tips articles will still be going live on my website on that first and third Wednesday of the month. Words matter. And it's time to pick back up this conversation. It is more necessary than ever. For all moments momentous and minuscule. Stay tuned for our first official episode back, episode number 29 in September. The details about snoots, snouts, instance, and instance are in the show notes on my website, of course. And have you seen the new list of words that the OED just added to their dictionary? Athleisure, garbageology, shiro, and that's just the start. Find it all at getagriponyourgrammar.com, and if you're as into these conversations as I am, subscribe to the Words You Should Know podcast wherever you listen. We can continue this journey together. Words, language, communication. You've got this.